This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء وطب نفسا إذا حكم القضاء ولا تجزع لحادثة الليالي فما لحوادث الدنيا بقاء.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When I first got accepted to my PhD program at Yale 16 years ago, they give us a tour of the campus, and they asked us, do you know why this campus is named the name that it is? Obviously, none of us knew. They said back in 1723, when we first opened our doors, we announced we're going to have an endowment. And Mr. Elihu Yale gave the largest amount, a staggering $500. As a gratitude to him, they named the university what it is named. That $500, can anybody guess what is the value of Yale's endowment right now? $30 billion. This is what you call visionary planning. This is why these institutes are the way that they are. Long-term planning. And as I was listening to this, you know, tour and whatnot, from 500, you know, back then it was 17, 18, now it is 30 billion. Today I just checked, $30 billion. It is one of the largest endowments in the world. $30 billion. And what hurt me at that time, even though alhamdulillah I was at that institute, what hurt me was that the concept of waqf was not their concept. It's our concept. We were the ones, our sharia. Look at it historically. The first concept of waqf was instituted by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not a something that comes to mind, that you keep a building or you keep a structure that is not owned by a person. It's not owned by by a group of people. It's fi sabilillah. Nobody's going to get the profit. The profits are going to go to something that is separate from the institute. Think about the dynamics involved. It wasn't known in Jahiliyyah. It wasn't known in the ancient world. Our Sharia, our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our religion came and brought the institution of Waqf. And that is one of the reasons why our institutes flourished in the dark ages of Europe. We never had a dark ages. Why? Because we understood that in order for things to run, in order for scientists, for ulama, in order for institutions to flourish, they have to be independent. The concept of tenured professor, the concept of professorial chair, all of this goes back to our lands and our institutions. Unfortunately, colonization came, the British came, the Dutch came. The first thing that they did, they got rid of the Ministry of Awqaf. They got rid of the awqaf structure, and they made the minds, the scientists, the ulama, dependent upon people and institutions that are going to then, change the course of history. My point being, brothers and sisters, we need to revive the concept of waqf. If we want to revive that glory, if we want to convert our 500 to the 30 billion, if we want to be at the cutting edge, then we have to revive this concept, which is our concept. And inshallah ta'ala, that's exactly what we're doing today. I am so humbled and proud that I am one of the later people that have joined from this side. Alhamdulillah, it's my second 2.5 years that has come. And in this time, the organization has grown exponentially. Before I've come, it was growing exponentially. To be brutally honest, we have to be careful of hasad and ayn, to be honest. The exponential growth that this institute is seeing, I don't know of anything similar in North America. Barely a decade ago, and there's trailer homes you guys are praying in. I wasn't here back then. I didn't visit until recently. Barely 10 years ago, you didn't have this structure. When I came for the first time, the gym was not yet open for the public. They showed me the gym, and I saw the facility, and I realized this institute has potential. I came for Salat al-Fajr, 500 people. I said, khalas, I'm joining this organization. There is no place place like this in this entire country. And now within 2.5 years, we're opening up one of the largest awqaf that any masjid has. And even this is the beginning. I want my challenges to go much higher. I want to raise the bar much more than just 1.5 million or 2 million or 3.5 million. I want a waqf that isn't just going to take care of our masjid. It's going to take care of the fuqara of Plano. It's going to take care of the homeless and the people that are sleeping on the streets. We are going to lead the way to show what Islam means, especially in a land that they don't know the meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And in order to do that, we need izzah. And for izzah, we need power. And for power, we need finances and money. That's the way of the world. That's the way things work. So I am so proud and yet so humbled at the same time to be a part of this magnificent institute. I'm excited to see what the future holds. And I ask every one of you, most importantly, to make dua for us and for our community, that Allah protects us from ayn and hasad, that Allah protects us from any evil. And also, I sincere request that all of us, we need to look at the broader picture. Shaitan loves to cause division. And the fact that we're rising so high, we have to be especially careful of internal division. We have to set aside our petty differences amongst ourselves, whatever they might be. And we have to look at the bigger picture, the broader picture. As Ustad said, 50 years from now, perhaps none of us are going to be here, but the youngsters that are sitting here, those that are 10, 15 years old, they will appreciate what we have done, and their grandchildren after them. We are laying the foundation, insha'Allah ta'ala, that within 100, 200, 300 years, our waqf, which is not starting at 500, it's already starting at 3.6 million, insha'Allah ta'ala, right? We're going to beat Yale's endowment of 30 billion, insha'Allah. 300 years from now, we will show the world, not even 300, insha'Allah, 30 years, we're going to begin showing that world. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward all of you for all that you've done. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our intentions pure for His sake. That's the most important thing, brothers and sisters. Our hearts have to be pure. Our hearts have to aim for Him and not for our egos and not for our riyah and for showing off. I ask Allah to especially bless our religious clergy. I'm the least amongst them. And also our board members, as Sheikh said, and it is so true. Let's be brutally honest here. You know, all of us get some financial benefit. This is our job. We do this. But these guys do the same amount or more of hours, and they don't get a single penny. They don't get a single penny. And the next board will come and they will also do the same. So we make dua for them and their families, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them, allows them to understand that amana and live up to that amana, and that Allah azza wa jal allows our community, East Plano Islamic Center, to be an epic community. As the Arabs say, ismun ala musamma. We want the name to be epic, and we want the community to be epic, and we want to be a role model for Muslims and for Islamic civilization, not just in Plano, not just in Dallas, not just in Texas, not even just in North America. We want our center. We want, this is good competition, we want our center to be a role model center in the entire globe. And I tell you, insha'Allah ta'ala, insha'Allah, and I say this as somebody who's traveled to 50 countries, spoken at over 5,500 masajid at least, insha'Allah, we have that potential. I speak as somebody who's traveled and seen, this community has the potential and the capacity to be that global epic community, but only if we come together for the sake of Allah, make dua, work hard, and then put our tawakkul in Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our efforts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in all that we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings and mistakes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts united. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina ya Rabb. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina ya Rabb. May Allah remove from our hearts baghda and shahna and adawa and hasad. May Allah have us to have pure hearts coming together for His sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow our community to be a community of iman and taqwa that is protecting for our children the kalima and the values of our faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to live as Muslims, to die as mu'mins, and to be resurrected amongst the righteous and the anbiya and the salihin. And what a noble companionship they are. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كوني